on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us once again. He's the Director of Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family and a regular contributor to the culture area at Daily Citizen, thedailycitizen.org. And we hope you'll take time to go and check out this article. The article is called Beliefs Matter. New study shows widening mental health gap between conservatives and liberals. And Glenn, you are a research guy. I am looking forward to hearing more about what your research found while doing this article.
Well, Steve, good to be with you, and I hope you had a good weekend. Looking forward to a good weekend. And yeah, this is research that I have been doing, looking at, you know, we're all concerned for people's well-being and mental health well-being. And it's interesting, the literature shows that there is a pretty distinct difference between conservatives and liberals. And we just think, like, how in the world could that be that there's a distinct difference between liberal and conservative mental health, but there is. And this is not just a couple of studies. I mean, this is a consistent finding across the literature for really as long as we've been doing this kind of research. But there was a new wrinkle to this, and so that's what I wrote about this week, and that's what we'll talk about today.
Well, and just at a glance, I didn't get through the whole article. I'm looking forward to hearing more. At a glance, what you found, you know, this information didn't just come from conservative think tanks. There was some very liberal places that this information was found. So it's compelling to walk through it and see. See what we find.
Well, it is very compelling. And that's the thing. Like, I lead out in the article of saying, like, this has been an established finding for, you know, decades now. And, you know, like Columbia University in New York, certainly not a conservative place by any stretch. I mean, they've been reporting on this kind of stuff. And it's all through the mental health journals finding this. I mean, the Columbia University magazine said this in 2023, American adults who identify as politically liberal have long reported lower levels of happiness and psychological well-being than conservatives. And it's interesting that some research was done at the University of Florida and Toronto, joint between the two universities. And based on four different studies, they said that this is likely because of conservatives tend to have greater personal agency. They take control and they, you know, try to improve their lives, and they just have better willpower. They have higher religiosity, meaning they adhere to a faith, whether that's Christianity or religion or things like that. And social science tells us that that has a very positive impact on mental health. They have better moral clarity, and they have better self-worth than their liberal counterparts. And again, this is university-based research showing these kinds of things. So it goes back to my title, Beliefs Matter. What we believe about the world, what we believe about politics, what we believe about ourselves impacts our own mental health. And so, but this new study that came out in the journal Political Behavior, I'm a nerd who like studies this kind of stuff. And what this woman, she is a professor at Utah State University, and she is finding that mental health is becoming increasingly a political identity. She says this, I'll give you a quote. She says, I further find that there is an emerging mental health political identity that is most prominent among younger people, Gen Z, and more liberal Americans. And so not only is mental health lower among liberals, but in the liberal biosphere, if you will, it is becoming more of a political identity, that it's like something that people identify with, which is certainly not healthy.
Yeah, you know, again, very compelling. I want to back up a little bit and see if I'm hearing When you mentioned that the study with Florida and Toronto, which you said they did together, based on four different studies, you mentioned that conservatives demonstrate a more positive outlook on life and greater personal agency. That personal agency, I know you explained it somewhat, but I'm just trying to better understand that. Are conservatives more likely to have, an idea of what they believe personally, and that is, essentially what they apply to whether politics or their ideology, whereas do liberals, and I don't know how else to say it, is it more of a mob mentality where they're just, instead of being personal, it's more of a identity that's brought on by the group?
Kind of, Steve. And personal agency is just simply this. Like, think about this if you have, I have five children. And if your children have, and this is a psychological term, agency, but if your kids have agency, it means that, like, one of your children, when they get in a tough spot, they're able to, like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to move left, right? What am I going to, not left, right politically, but like, what am I going to do to get myself right out of this situation?
Dodge, parry, or weave.
Exactly. or be creative. But it says, I don't have to stay stuck in where I am. And the other is like, you hear this among liberal-minded people of like, oh, I can't have kids because kids will destroy the environment. Okay, they have no sense of personal agency. One of the most big decisions in life, whether to have children or not, they're like, oh my goodness, I can't act. And they're frozen because of the fear that they live in. Or, they may say, well, you can't say that word. That word is mean. And, people with agency are like, I say what I mean and I say what I believe, I have independence. And so conservatives have more of a sense of personal agency. They take greater control over their lives to improve their lives. And Steve, it doesn't take a whole lot to imagine that that will elevate your mental well-being. Going back to the analogy with our children, when you see your child figure out a problem and the figuring out the problem works, the kid gets a smile on their face like, hey, I did this. They feel empowered. And so that's what a sense of agency is about. And again, these scholars say that conservatives tend to have a better sense of agency than liberals do.
Well, before we put a bow on this, you put a lot of work into this, and I don't want to steal all your thunder for the people that will be going to the Daily Citizen to find the article. Any more to share on what you found?
Yeah, no, I mean, it just is interesting, and it shows, like, for those of us who like watch little videos on, social media and stuff, you see these like, and unfortunately, a lot of times it's women, but like women who will get pulled over by a police officer and they're like getting into a tussle with the police officer. And the police officer, you can just see it, like, this is not going to end well. And these people end up getting like hauled into jail because, these are suburban moms. And it's this lack of mental health. And as these studies show, in liberal minded people who just think that they can do whatever they want to do, and they get in trouble with the law or they get in trouble with authorities and life doesn't work out well. And we're seeing more of this kind of thing where liberally minded people just think differently, and they think that they have a right to certain things and they think they have a right to demand that you use the language that they think you should use. And if you don't use the proper language, then you are being transphobic, homophobic, mean, insensitive, things like that. Whereas conservatives are more likely to, it's an ironic thing that conservatives truly do tend to be more sort of live and let live. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. You stay out of my face about what I should be doing. And, you know, these categories have shifted so much where, you know, a strict fundamentalism of like, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. That's not religious conservatives. That's more extremely liberally minded people that are making those demands. And this is what we talk about in this article, that it's showing up and it's having an impact on people's personal mental health and happiness and anxiety, feelings of anxiety and things.
Well, I'm going to do my best to connect this to a biblical worldview. And, you know, listen, all conservatives don't intentionally choose a biblical worldview, thus, you know, stand for issues that line up with the conservative movement. But the added benefit of loving Jesus, claiming, you know, him as your savior, you know, making a decision to be a Christ follower, and then seeing life change because of your time spent in the Word of God and developing that biblical worldview. And that's not to say everyone, you know, Christians have mental health issues as well. This study is saying what's more likely.
Exactly.
But the added benefit, it could well be, you know, mental health. And that's not a reason to go, and find Christ. The reason to find Christ is for your salvation, as we all, every single one of us needs. But thank the Lord for, the word he gives us, that we can spend time in it and create this, biblical worldview and, you know, spend time, as we, engage in community, finding ourselves on the conservative side where, like this study shows, Glenn, you're less likely to have mental illness.
That's exactly right, Stephen. As I end my article, I say what we believe and practice in our lives matters for good and for bad. It has consequences. So, yeah, your summary is spot on. Thanks for having me this week, and good to be with you.
Always good to have you on, Glenn. Appreciate the work you do and others that focus on the family. Find this article again at the Daily Citizen. And Glenn, look forward to it next week. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.